Welcome in, Die Hard Nation. We are broadcasting live firmly on the Las Vegas Strip at the Mandalay Bay Event Center. It is Super Bowl 58 here on the Sports Map Radio Network. We're Radio Row. This is the place to be. There are people everywhere. And speaking of people, third round pick, the New York Giants, 73rd overall pick in 2023, Jalen Hyatt's here with us. Hey, Jalen, welcome to the Die Hards. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being here. Now, are you enjoying this Radio Row stuff?
I am. I was here last year, not here at Vegas, but I did it last year, so my second year here, so I'm having fun.
I bet you can't wait to not be doing this. That would mean you're actually playing the game, right?
That's the goal. that's where we're trying to get to.
Hey, man, talk a little bit about, like, bouncing around all these knucklehead radio guys, the sports talk radio guys, and, you know, the relationship you have with media, and how challenging is it, and do you enjoy some of it? How does that work?
Yeah, you know, obviously I enjoy it, you know, just to get back to the fans, hear what they want to hear from me. I never got annoyed about it or anything. I love talking to media. I think this is a good idea, just, you know, getting athletes here, so everybody can just hear their point of view, their point of the story of, you know, whatever their season is, their partnerships. So I think it's a good thing that Media Row is doing.
Talk about Giants fans. Again, we're from Boston, from New England. Obviously, we know how crazy and rabid certain fans are and fan bases are. Talk about playing in front of Giants fans and what that fan base is like.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, you know, just a Giants fan base. You know, they're dedicated. They love their team. They're loyal. And not only that, they want us to win. And, you know, that's what we expect from them, and that's what we expect from ourselves. You know, hopefully we can put a better product on the field next year and, you know, come out with more wins and, you know, just get the fan base happy again. So, but at the end of the day, though, I love them. You know, I have a warm welcome when I got to New York. And really everywhere I go, you know, I hear something from, you know, some fans. So that's what I love about it, about New York. Just everybody just loves each other. You know, that's the best thing about it.
Yeah, hearing from the fans specifically, and I know you're not going to comment on teammates, but the Saquon Barkley situation, Danny Dimes, and all the different moving parts. Is that hard to hear sometimes when the fans are smashing your teammates or questioning your teammates and you want to stick up for them, but you really can't do that?
Yeah, you know, it's always tough because, you know, obviously you got a relationship with the guys in the locker room. You know, at the end of the day, that's really what matters.
Sure.
And, you know, obviously the fans, you know, what they want is wins. And, you know, we want wins as well. And, you know, we got to do better. And, you know, we got to get better. And, you know, it starts time we get back. You know, time we get back to the facility. We all got to be, you know, locked in. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I love the fans. I love what they bring to the stadium. I love their energy. And that's what we need.
Coach Dable, we're familiar with in New England. Yeah. Talk about playing for Coach. What's that like?
Yeah, I love Coach Dable. Mastermind, offensive-minded coach. You know, he has a lot of faith and belief in me and this team. And not only that, just for him to draft me, you know, that always, you know, always sit, you know, in the back of my head, you know, as far as respect. And, you know, I'll do anything for that man. And, you know, hopefully this year we can change things up and, you know, give him, you know, more wins for this year.
What was it like? And take us back to that draft night. Again, third-round pick, 73rd overall in 2023. What was that feeling like when you got that phone call?
Yeah, you know, it was a dream come true, for sure. You know, that's something that I've been dreaming for, you know, wishing for, playing, you know, training for, you know, my whole life. And, you know, just to get the call from the Giants and, you know, hear Joe Shane's voice, man, it almost brought tears to my eyes. Just, you know, all the hard work that I put in, you know, to get to that moment. But, you know, it was definitely a dream come true.
I always ask athletes, and I remember asking, I forget who it was a Dallas Cowboy. And I said, what does it mean to have that star on your head? And I know you don't want to hear that, but what does it mean to have that NY on your head? Again, the Giants and the history of that organization and all the championships, and what does it mean to put that helmet on?
Yeah, you know, time I put that helmet on for the Giants, instantly I think of tradition, I think of history, and what they did in the past. And, you know, we have a great product, and, you know, just because of the fans and what they want and what they've seen in the past, you know, we can get there too. And, you know, it starts with, you know, the guys in the locker room first, and, you know, from there on. So, you know, I have a lot of faith in this team, you know, going into our next year. And, you know, it starts time we get back. And I just can't wait to get back, you know, for my year two. And, you know, just blessed to be here in this moment.
Taking it back, and I want to talk about your deal with World of Hyatt and Hyatt Hotels and your NIL deal. We're going to get into that. But I'm curious, the Fred Biletnikoff Award, when you won that at Tennessee, what did that mean to you? I mean, you were the best of the best. You know, unbelievable. But what did that mean then? Did you realize it?
You know, when I got it, I didn't really realize it. Just because of the season and the grind for that. But, you know, obviously, you know, just playing the receiver and, you know, when I won that award, it was big. It was big. You know, that's something that will always, you know, be in the, history books, and you know, something I always cherish and remember. And not only that, I just want to, you know, just help the guys that's already at University of Tennessee, the young receivers, and tell them that they can do it as well. You know, it's all about hard work. It's all about training. It's all about making sure you're doing the right things. And, you know, it was just blessed. I was blessed with that work.
Talk about good fan bases, rabid fan bases. How about that burnt orange and that, and playing for that and coming out every game and seeing the sea of orange?
Yeah.
I mean, that had to be something special. And you must have been, like, walking around campus like, yep, that's me.
Yeah, it's definitely, ball fans are completely different.
Yeah.
You know, they love their team. They remind me of the Giants fans, but they're rowdy, they're loud, and it's hard to play, you know, for if you're a weight team coming in our place. So that's the best thing about it.
Now, I had two questions about the college game and where it's going. And one is the NIL, and we'll talk about your NIL deal, and I know how you feel about that.
Yep.
So that's going to be a good thing. But I'm curious about your take on the transfer portal. It's getting a lot of negative criticism, a lot of kids moving here or there, and you can't really keep track of it. Is it a good thing for college football?
You know, I think it is a good thing for college football, but I feel like there should be more rules to it.
Okay.
I feel like it's not structured, and that's probably the biggest thing. You know, you have I think I've seen something, you know, it's more than 1,000 guys in the transfer portal, and, you know, probably half of those guys not going to see it, you know, not going to see it home, you know, not going to see it college. So, you know, for me, if I had to talk to the young guys and, you know, give them some inspiration, you know, I'll always say, you know, just, you know, sometimes the grass is not greener on the other side.
Sure.
You know, sometimes. And, you know, you don't want to get in the transfer portal, then you get stuck, and then you don't have a place to go. And, you know, it gets hard at that point. And, you know, I think a lot of guys, you know, they try to run from the grind. They try to run from competition.
Yep.
You know, somebody's in front of them. Or, you know, it's a lot of things that you can do with that transfer portal now. And I just feel like, you know, it's a good thing for college, but I just think it just needs to be more structured, you know, at the end of the day. I think it just needs more rules. You know, anybody can transfer now. I mean, I know guys that transferred 4 or 5 times, and, you know, it's crazy. So I just think it just needs to be more structured. I think that's the bottom line, what I think. But at the end of the day, I think it's a good thing for college football.
We're talking to New York Giants receiver Jalin Hyatt here on the Progressive guest microphone. Progressive Insurance, sponsored by Progressive. Drivers and switch and save. Progressive saved nearly $750 on average. All right, so you're big on the NIL deal. Obviously, it made sense last year. Hyatt Hotels, I mean, hello, you had an NIL deal. It made all the sense in the world. You partnered with them again. Talk about that partnership and what that partnership means.
Yeah, you know, I started in college my junior year. And it's not because of the name. It was more of the relationship we had, the values that we shared. And not only that, we had the same morals on what we thought. And it started as a little NIL deal, and, you know, now it's more of a contract now with them. And
great.
I think it's just more of, you know, this is what we're both seeing eye to eye. You know, they care about families. I care about my family. Not only that, be able to go, you know, on a trip with my family that, you know, we all hadn't been out of the country before. So we get to go out and go to Mexico, and, you know, they're going to provide for us for that and stay at a resort, Hyatt Resort out there, and, you know, just have fun. And that's what it's all about, you know, them just caring for families, them caring for everyone that stays there, and, you know, that's what you want in a hotel.
So you get to hang out in Mexico. That's a pretty cool deal.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you don't make enough money in your rookie deal?
We still need to get there as low as we can. Trust me.
All right, so anyone looking to book any trips or anything, you recommend Hyatt Hotels, obviously, and for good reason.
Oh, yeah, good reason. You know, you get the benefits from it, you know, especially if you join their, you know, reward, you know, program.
Yeah,
you know, you get
the,
even
the,
more
those
stuff.
Those upgrades. Catch up, and you can get upgrades, free rooms.
Free,
I mean,
rooms.
It's spectacular.
You start using your points. It's a whole bunch of things that you can do, and, you know, the only thing it starts is just clicking that button, you know. So, but I really believe that, you know, Hyatt Hotels probably got the best of the best.
Hey, we're here in Radio Row. It's Super Bowl 58. How do you like in this game? Do you like it? Are you leaning anywhere?
You know, You, for me personally, you can't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Just what he has done so far, and, you know, him at quarterback, that's what I feel confident in. Even though I love the 49ers, they're a great team. I played against them. You know, they're a complete team. They have athletes all over the board. And they, at the same time, you know, if they get things rolling, they'll win too. But for me, it's just hard for myself to bet against Patrick Mahomes. So I got to go Chiefs.
How good is that San Francisco defense playing against them? I mean, you line up against that defense, you look out there, you go, mercy, they're very good.
Yeah, you know, especially as a receiver. I remember when we played the 49ers, I just remember running routes and looking back, and I see DJ scrambling for his life. So, yeah, you know, they get back there. They get back there for sure. That's one thing they're good at. They have a complete defense, you know, all around the board. And they have a great team. And, you know, it's going to be a great game.
Speaking of, I mentioned your rookie season. Did you get stuck with a rookie bill? Did that happen to you? Like, tell us the story.
Yeah. You know, the good news is I didn't get stuck with a rookie bill as far as dinner. But
good.
But I did have to, you know, make sure I had to pay for all the Christmas tree. You know, when Christmas came around, I had to get all the presents and a whole bunch of stuff like that.
Why didn't you just send her to Mexico and go to the Hyatt? That's what you could have done. It would cost you nothing.
That's what I should have done. You know, I had to get a whole bunch of pregame meals, you know, just a whole bunch of stuff like that. But, you know, thank God they didn't hit me with a rookie dinner.
That's fun hazing, though.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Yeah, it's better than rookie dinner. Trust me.
All right, man. Finally, you have a score prediction? Are you Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City? Did you do scores?
I'm going to go 24-17.
24-17. So it's going to be a close one.
24-17.
Right. And Patrick Mahomes will win his third Super Bowl, and he's creeping up to that guy, Tom Brady.
Oh, he's creeping up. Yeah, 24-17, what I got. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game just because of how the 49ers love to run the ball. They take a lot of clock. They take a lot of time out of the clock when they have the ball in possession. So it might even be lower score than that, but I still believe that Patrick Mahomes is going to put some points on the board, and, you know, Purdy's going to put some points on the board as well. So I say 24-17 Chiefs.
Hey, Jalen, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. Good luck with everything. Good luck with the Hyatt Hotels partnership, and good luck next season. We're rooting for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Jalen Hyatt, wide receiver, New York Giants, hanging out with the diehards here at Radio Row. It's Super Bowl 57. We are hanging out at the Mandalay Events Center for, again, Super Bowl 58. It is the place to be. The diehards doing a special edition. We've got the whole crew here, Sports Map crew here, and it's going to be wall-to-wall guests all day long here at our makeshift studios. So keep listening, and we'll be right back.